Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here. If you notice that my good mornings are always just a little different. Like today, I'm feeling very aggressive.
Oh, are you?
Very aggressive.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, we've got some stories that are, you know, that just heightened my reporter fever. Well, no, it's commentator fever.
Yeah. You are a commentator.
Yeah, I'm not a reporter.
Right.
I am an opinion guy.
And so, hey, boy, do you have one.
Boy, I have several.
Or a few.
Of them. And some of them change. Okay. And so some days I'm arguing against myself. So, hey, welcome to the 4th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Liam's leaving us.
I am.
Yeah, well.
Well, when is that official?
November 1st.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well,
you moved it up a couple months.
I did.
Except for the lawsuit that's going to hit him.
Well,
you know. So, anyway. just kidding. So, good morning. And do we have a special day out there?
We do. It is National Golf Lovers Day.
Okay.
National Vodka Day. And
whoa.
National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Pumpkin seeds and vodka. Have you ever had pumpkin seed vodka? I bet you can make vodka. You can make vodka out of anything.
They make it out of rice, so.
Yeah, I think you can make it out of pumpkin.
I think.
You know, you sell it for Halloween. Pumpkin spice vodka.
Well.
Anyway, I know I gagged. I threw up my mouth when I said it. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Let's do a little update with the weather. Okay, first of all, looks like we are about 70 degrees currently at this moment in the downtown studios. Well, it was sunny near a high of 91 today. I don't know, walking out, always kind of, you know, look to see how the skies look, and we have a great view from our home, by the way. But, you know, just going out, I felt like, wow, it's a seasonably warmer than I thought it would be. So 91 again today. We have about 14 to 21 miles per hour. We may have gusts up to 31 miles per hour, but there isn't a wind warning. Tonight our sky will be clear with the lows around 68, and the gusts of wind will lower to perhaps up to 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 94. And again, the wind will die down a bit. Thursday night, clear skies with our overnight lows of around 67. And if you want the forecast for Friday, sunny with a high near 94. And Saturday is going to be sunny again with 91. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 88. So we're going to be dropping that, you know, down into the 80s on Sunday. And then on Columbus Day, which is Monday, looks like a slight chance of showers with around 81. So it looks like in the forecast next week we may have showers. And the weather is always brought to you by our friends in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, the Kinney family, and that Shasta Gas Propane, where they are very, very good at giving senior and veteran discounts. They will come to you. They'll do the extra work. You know, we have winter coming up, folks, so don't put off thinking about, like, do you have the plan in case we get a huge storm or something about your propane needs and that kind of thing? So 365-3793.
Okay.
You want to go right to it because you're chomping at the bit about looking
at... First time in the history of the House, they removed a speaker. Kevin McCarthy was removed only one person needs to do this, and it was in order to vacate the office of the speaker. And he was vacated in a vote of, let me see what it is here, 216 to 210 vote. It's like nothing in modern history. And could lead to a paralysis in Congress for a time being because they've got to elect another speaker. 206 Democrats and 208 Democrats and 8 Republicans voted to remove Speaker McCarthy. This is Congressman LaMalfa's comments on it. Today was one of the most frustrating and self-destructive days I've seen in Congress. By joining with Democrats, a small splinter group has removed the most conservative Speaker of the House we have likely ever had. I do not see a path forward today that results in lower spending, more freedom for individuals, or a more secure border. The likely outcome when the dust settles will be with Democrats holding more power and Republican priorities sidelined. And on a personal note, he said Kevin McCarthy is a good friend and did not deserve to be betrayed this way.
That's how I feel like, I can only imagine what that feels like, because what he did do, I mean, we know that we have somebody in our family. We were supposed to take a trip and we were on this fence because, well, let's just talk about our son. I mean, somebody who if the government shut down on Sunday, could not make the trip. So, everybody was kind of like standing by. For those who work in a government capacity.
In his positions, they're in the U.S. Marshals Service. What they do is they cancel all leaves. And there's some workers are sent out. The marshals are not paid. They will eventually get, as soon as they get their stuff together in Congress, if they ever do, they get paid, but they cancel all leaves. But the rebellion was led by a conservative Florida guy by the name of Matt Gaetz, has rolled the House into chaos, that he wasn't conservative enough. And Gaetz led a group of 8 Republicans who voted to remove the Speaker, and joined by 208 Democrats who were at times giggling. And by the way, I'm getting this out of the Record Searchlight.
Right.
Record Searchlight has a real good article on this today. It kind of covers everything on it. They were giggling at the GOP's infighting. Republicans weren't laughing, though, as the Civil War has cast a shadow over their majority. Gaetz has been accused of everything from grandstanding to who knows else. Kicking his dog. He had McCarthy has yet to speak with Biden, but then he says, I haven't spoken to him in a long, long time. And that he has respect for the president. Despite their different philosophies, he said the president was a lot more hands-on. And last week, Congress voted to avert a government showdown for 45 days that would have impacted millions of Americans. See, October, November, it would come back up again before the year was out.
Well, the former speaker, he did have advice for whomever next takes the gravel. He said, change the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I say?
Gravel.
Gavels. Gavel, excuse me.
It is gravel. It's gavel
correctly. He said to a laughter, referencing the traditional House rule reinstated in January, allowing a motion to vacate the chair to be brought at any time by an individual member. Speaker Pelosi had previously changed the rule to require a majority of the majority conference to agree to file the motion. McCarthy had additional pointed words towards the 8 Republicans who opposed him. These are the same people that never voted for me. They thought it was big that they went to present after we went 15 rounds.
And so now there's no Speaker of the House until he can come up with somebody that everybody agrees on. And the thing was, is that he said that maybe they ought to change the rules so it takes more than one. Maybe it takes 2 or 5 or whatever. He's not going to seek the speakership again. So anyway, of course.
And he hasn't endorsed anybody that that
he sees so far. That's a big thing that happened. Now, Congressman LaMalfa is scheduled to be on Friday, and I hope that he can make it. Congress is adjourned right now to next Tuesday. Because I'd really like to hear from Congressman LaMalfa how this whole thing happened. And obviously, he is a strong supporter of McCarthy and a friend of his, but he was a strong supporter for him from the beginning, to see what he says about this whole thing. But what impact is that going to have? Well, you've got all these committees, all these bills are trying to push through the House. The appropriations bill, the budget, all these things are trying to get through, and now you don't have the Speaker of the House. Now, does that mean everything stops? No, not necessarily, but it's the Speaker of the House that's pushing things. So It'll be kind of, I think, illuminating to hear what Congressman LaMalfa has. I just heard from his person, and I just went back saying I really hope he's going to be here. So we'll see.
Let's take an early break.
It's not that early, but it's I'm surprised that one person can do this, and then this conservative group, real conservative group, and 208 Democrats, of course they're going to vote for it. It makes the Republicans look like a bunch of idiots. They can't even keep their own house in order. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's built a very, very efficient, a very, very effective company. With all the problems with insurance going on, she is a person to turn to get your homeowner's insurance and, find you fire insurance and homeowner's insurance. It's not going to put you in the poorhouse. Not only that, but now with all these things going on in the financial side, how is your 401 look? How is your retirement plan look? Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of your insurance and your financial plans. Two distinct groups. And they treat you like friends at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We've done business with Judy for years, and we're very, very happy with the way we've been treated there. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos, a smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're just discussing what happened in the House of Representatives yesterday. I really like the idea of cutting a piece of the ear off and rolling around in the street in the mud and the blood and the beer. I think it's a good description of the GOP. Right now.
Well, not only the GOP, I just think we all look at the fact of what's happening with this election coming up and the inner fighting that is not only happening, but we can talk about some things that are going on in California and with our crime and things are just spinning. They feel like they're spinning out of control.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Where's our leadership?
And that, so you have to get the leadership down in smaller areas, and then you, as a individual, have to keep your area going and not let these things distract from running your businesses, from sending your kids to school, from making those decisions that have to be done, and they're tough decisions at times. But here's something else. Let's have another one. The Sheriff's, Shasta County Sheriff's Office is conducting, and this is from the Record Searchlight. Is conducting an investigation involving numerous conservative groups and people around the country, including those who believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen from President Trump. They're not releasing any information. It starts with this organization called American Oversight, a Washington, D.C.-based watchdog group, submitting a public records request seeking copies of electronic communications between Johnson and a list of 20 individuals and groups. And those groups include, True the Vote, Election Integrity Project, MyPillow CEO, and Mike Liddell. And also on the list are Jeffrey O'Donnell and Doug Frank, who have spoken in Shasta County and promoted, quote, conspiracies related to the 2020 election. And the former Shasta County resident, Reverge Anselmo, is also on this list. And so is also another person listed in the records request is Terry Raposa. And Terry doesn't know anything about it. He goes, I didn't know that. I don't know what they want. Anyway, they are, that it has records that are responsive to the group's request, but declined to share those records with the nonprofit. However, please be advised that requested records are maintained in the Sheriff's Department. And from the Sheriff's Staff Services Analyst, and she goes on to cite the California law that allows Sheriff's Office to withhold the records from release. And, you know, that's not unusual. They, you know, law enforcement agencies do that all the time. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office continues to work on investigation efforts in the document you provided. Due to it being an open case, we don't have any further information. He said that the organizations listed on the records request were not involved. So see, after this, when they came back and restated that the organizations listed on the records request were not involved in an investigation, were not under investigation. So their first headline was wrong, and then they so all of that means is there's probably emails concerning it, but nobody's under investigation.
All right. Okay. So, anything more on that?
Well, Terry said he hadn't heard from anyone from the sheriff's office, and he didn't know anything about it.
So, what can you kind of put that in a?
Well, this is just one of those. Let's just say this is a liberal organization that's going out and searching for stuff. They're a nonprofit, and they are looking for things that could be, might be, have something to do with the election and people that didn't agree with the election.
Well, so, do you want to hear that? Okay, so I'm really, it's under investigation. We have a caller. Let's go to, oh, okay, on the phone we have Kevin Cry just calling in. Do you have a comment? Good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, well, yeah. First of all, thanks for bringing that up. I think it's just, again, another example of our media here trying to drum something up that's just totally unfounded, and it's just ridiculous, and it gets tiresome. But the reason I called in really quick, at 6 p.m. tonight at Red Lion, I have my business owners meeting for any business owner in Shasta County that wants to get some information about putting together your own little neighborhood watch or security detail to protect your assets and livelihood, which is our businesses. That's at 6 o'clock tonight at Red Lion. It's open to anybody, again, if you're a business owner, preferably only business owners or maybe managers, but it's open to the public. You know, don't know, you don't have to confirm. It's just we can see the 150. When it's full, it's full. And that'll be it. I got a couple guest speakers, just community leaders, one person from Chico. And it's just a chance to collaborate as business owners and buckle down, because the economy's going to keep getting tougher, and we can't keep having to spend money on vandalism.
Absolutely, Kevin. The fact that Jason Miller made a stand, and he said that you'd called him immediately after that, even though, you know, this is your district. The fact is that we just had the VFW post in. They just had their big picture, their big window busted, and somebody stole their donations jar, which is I pretty good size. And this is just something else that's happening down there in the Cypress Square area. I know they've started a security group out of there, where people are having to take their money and pay for protection around their businesses. And, you know, nobody's blaming the police. They can't be everywhere every time. But I can't help but think part of it is because, you know, where all the campgrounds are.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of variables. I know the law enforcement's working hard, doing the best they can. I know getting the third floor of the jail open is going to definitely help. But, you know, even just things, there's ancillary things happening too, like, Newsom signed that basically that fast food pay bill, which is, I think, AB 1228. I think that was the number. But, you know, it's making it mandatory for chain restaurants to pay $20 an hour. And so that's going to trickle down to the other mom-and-pop shops, and it's going to be tougher to get and hang on to employees, and especially if they're in the restaurant industry. So I just think, as business owners, you know, the more we pour out into vandalism and have to do things of that nature, the less we're pouring back into our employees and investing in our own company to grow them. So,
well, you know, what comments do you have on this record Searchlight, who started off the article saying under investigation, then halfway through it said, well, they're not being investigated. On all that they're asking for records.
Yeah, the sheriff's department even put out. Yeah, well, the sheriff's department even put out a post on Facebook saying, like, it's basically debunking it. But even like the picture, they show a picture of me in there talking to somebody and saying that we're friends, which is ridiculous. We're not friends at all. Like, if you ever see me and that individual at a barbecue, you know, you're going to see pigs flying and Elvis Presley probably riding a Sasquatch. So, you know, it's pretty much just the record Searchlight's just basically become just a humor column at this point. Like, if you can't even take it seriously. Ethan Hansen, the sports reporter that just left, I mean, he's one of the last good ones, you know. And there's a couple others, but by and large, I can't even stomach it anymore. But, yeah, there's no investigation that I'm aware of. I haven't been FOIA'd any of that stuff in months, and I've always turned all that kind of stuff over. There was the one email from Mike Lindell, and that was it. And it keeps getting brought back up because that's what they want to do. They want to spin up a narrative, and they believe it gets clicks and sells papers, which I think people are getting tired of it. I mean, you know, I have constituents in their 70s and 80s that have always subscribed to the paper, and they finally said, we're done. We're out. We're done.
What did Sheriff Johnson, did he present his plan yesterday?
No, he didn't. We didn't have a jail update on yesterday's meeting, but I know that this next one on the 17th, we're supposed to. So, I mean, okay. we should all be looking forward to that. And I know there's a lot of forward progress, so that's positive.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for calling.
Hey, thank you both. Have a great day.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two here in Redding, one down in Anderson. They've been in the business 16, going on 17 years now, and been recognized as one of the best small banks in the United States. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey friends, please join us at Redding Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Redding and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Well, Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:34 in the morning here on October 4th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff, you know, we love our veterans, and Jeff is a veteran-owned business, and he works alone, and he is, you know, he's been Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. He's truly old school. You go in, you can get a free estimate. You know, you can wait while you have like a chip or a crack. And he's just such a trustworthy guy. And I love the fact that we've had people, you know, that have listened to us do a live read on Jeff, and then they'll go in and they'll text us back and say, oh my gosh, he's so good. He can do cracks up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in for, again, a free inspection and analysis. And you can go to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And again, we can't explain enough that, you know, we're going into cold, and we're in temperatures right now where we don't think about it. But when we go from cold to hot and cold to hot with our heaters on, that's what makes those cracks get larger. So get that fixed as soon as you can and get in there before, you know, the cold weather comes in. So there we go.
So you have five things people need to know.
You need to stretch.
You have five things that...
No, you need to stretch.
That's one of the five?
No, you need to stretch.
Stretch what? Oh, until you find it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, if you're living in Switzerland, watch what you say. A court in Switzerland sentenced a writer and a commentator to 60 days in jail for calling a journalist a fat lesbian, and the decision is being lauded by LGBTQ plus groups. The French-Swiss political commentator was sentenced by the court for the crimes of defamation, discrimination, and incitement to hatred after he criticized another journalist and in a video 2 years ago. The court decision is an important movement for justice and rights of LGBTQI plus people in Switzerland, director of the lesbian activist group said. It's a strong signal that homophobic hatred cannot be tolerated in our society. And besides prison time, he gets hit with all the, all the cost of it. He came after he called Marcherelle a fat lesbian, criticized her work as a queer activist, and said she was unhinged in the social media video. And a lawyer for Sorrell mockingly blasted conviction for a crime of opinion in an email. He said the case aimed to probe whether a person has sinned against the dogma of single thought. I wonder if he just said she is a fat person and is unhinged, if it would have even come to court.
No, name calling.
Name calling.
He didn't need a name call.
60 days in jail.
Well, I mean, there's some countries.
This is Switzerland.
Yeah. So anyway, elsewhere on the news, I'm going to go through five things you need to know this morning, according to our CNN five things on today. So we know on the entertainment field, late night TV hosts returned to the air 5 months after production came to a halt due to the writer's strike. So they're back on with their usual.
The question you have to ask yourself is, anybody care?
Do we care?
Or did anybody notice that they were gone?
Amber Alert. Now, this is interesting because after we watched The Sound of Freedom and went to the movie, it freaks me out. You know, we don't have young children. So here is this Charlotte Senna. She's a 9-year-old girl who was abducted while on a camping trip at New York State Park on Sunday, has been found and is in good health. Her disappearance sparked an area around the clock search involving hundreds of personnel from multiple agencies, including the FBI. Ultimately, a ransom note with fingerprints led law enforcement to a camper belonging to a 47-year-old male suspect. They found her hidden in a cabinet inside the man's camper. She was taken to a hospital where she was evaluated and reunited with her parents. So that was an Amber Alert that was successful.
And people say, well, obviously her parents weren't watching her. Well, here's what happened. You're in the campgrounds. It's daylight. And a little girl wanted to ride her bike around the lake.
Yes.
And during that time frame, this perv snatched her. And I mean, it's kind of like when you know when a child can't ride her bike.
In a campground.
In a campground around a lake in broad daylight. That, you know, there's more to it than just and trying to blame the parents for this. You know that they were just feeling horrible about this.
Oh, well, not only that, this child, you know, the PTSD and working with this child and the family now after that was traumatic. Former President Donald Trump will be in court for a second day today after he showed up Monday for the start of a $250 million civil fraud trial against him. Even though he did not have to appear at the Manhattan courthouse, the former president used the opportunity to bolster his presidential campaign. This is according to CNN. Asked why he showed up in person Monday, Trump returned to a familiar refrain, because I want to watch this witch hunt myself. The fraud trial will consider just how much Trump, his eldest sons, and their businesses will have to pay and whether they could be banned from engaging in commercial real estate transactions in New York or borrowing from New York banks. Number four, Pope Francis, speaking on what you were your article before, has suggested for the first time that some people in same-sex unions could be blessed by Catholic priests. On the topic of homosexual unions, the pontiff has previously reiterated that the church only recognizes marriage as a union between a man and a woman, but a letter from the Vatican dated September 25th appears to show some willingness to open the door to such blessings. The latest development appears to be a nod and a decision made by the German church in which same-sex unions received a Catholic blessing from several priests. Number five, space junk. Satellite TV company Dish Network has been hit with $150,000 fine for failing to properly dispose of one of its satellites, marking the first time federal regulators have issued such a penalty. Dish responded in a statement saying the satellite at issue was an, quote, older spacecraft, quote, becoming an increasingly, or unquote, pressing issue for satellite operators. It's estimated that there are nearly, get this one, 700,000 pieces of uncontrolled garbage larger than 1 centimeter in each orbit. Experts say these objects could pose a risk of colliding with active satellites, the International Space Station, or other pieces of debris, further exacerbating the risk of space collisions.
1 centimeter is not that big, but, you know, you'll see these things burning back into orbit. I think they just had parts of a Chinese rocket go by. And if you ever take one of those star things that you can put on, you know, it shows you where all the stars are and all that. It's an app. But it also shows rockets going through, you know, a lot of Russian rockets that had launched satellites, but they're still in orbit up there as they're going through and all that. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me, because is there anybody saying, okay, we've got too many up there? You can't bring one up until you bring two of yours down. There's got to be a way that they can drop those things back in the atmosphere so they burn up, but maybe not.
Well, obviously this is the first of somebody being fined. Because it's almost like leaving garbage, but that's in our hemisphere, in our space. It's not working, we'll just leave it up there. Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, is scheduled to appear in federal court today to be arraigned on gun charges. The hearing will mark an extraordinary moment, the first time a child of a sitting president will appear in court to fight criminal charges.
He could go to jail for 25 years. Of course, it won't happen.
Yeah.
But lying on his application to buy a gun, all the other things that he's done, this is just the beginning. They're linking bank accounts coming to, why was a payment made directly to Joe Biden's house if it was supposedly going to Hunter Biden? He says, well, that's still my mailing address, but he didn't live there. It's his defense, but it just looks bad when $1 million shows up at your pop's house.
Apple And we are Apple customers. Confirms some new iPhone models are overheating. Have you ever felt like that when you've got a phone and you feel like it's on my head and I'm like, why is this hot? And it's not, we don't have an Apple 15, but, so the tech giant said some of the iPhones are overheating because because of third party apps, including Instagram and Uber, are overloading the system. Okay, that's a throwaway.
You know, my phone heats up every so often. Mm-hmm. I'll notice when
it's so does my computer.
But I don't have apps on there like that. Okay, let's take a quick break and come back. Who's in the lead to take over the House? And there's been four names floated out there in case you haven't heard them. Some of them you've heard of, and one of them I hadn't. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
That's right. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been with us since the day we started. And December 14th marks our 14th year on the air. They've been with us. When you say that some businesses stay steady, stay honest, they don't like overpromise or overdevelop. They are just really a great place in order to take your family heirlooms, to get something fixed, to ask the experts, and know that you're going to get a really good deal. 222-2750. Again, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll
locally
be right back.
Locally owned and locally run.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car wash packages starting at only $11. A clean car is essential to your safety, the safety of your passengers, and even your vehicle, especially with smoke, soot, and debris in the air. Now's the time to bring your vehicle to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. Featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio waivers. Streaming live all over the world here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Quick and Clean Car Wash. I've got to get there today. Oh, my goodness. I parked my car under a tree. You know those little sappy marks you have on your car from who knows where that comes from. A spring is springing over for savings at Quick and Clean. I love to get the five car washes in a little envelope where you can buy five car and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. A great gift. You know what? We're going to be going to dinner parties. We're going to be going to lots of things coming up in the fall. That is a great gift to give somebody, especially if they're trying to, like, worry about their alcohol content or doing changes in diets and stuff. Do a car wash. What a great gift. Quick and Clean Car Wash. I know you're laughing at me. Like, where are you coming from this morning? But it's the truth. You know, people are making some changes now.
You're in high orbit today.
I am. Okay. It's showtime.
Okay, who's going to take McCarthy's spot as Speaker in the House? And there's four names already been floated. Representative Steve Scalise, Tom Emmer, Kevin Hearn, and Jim Jordan. All right. Now, they're leaders in the House, but Steve Scalise, as viewed by many of the rank-and-file Republicans as a natural front-runner. They're a little concerned about his health because he was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. And it's likely a decision for him and his family to make on that. So then you have Tom Emmer. Tom Emmer is waiting in the wings, is another likely candidate. He's a Republican from South Carolina. And before, he said he did not want to be Speaker, but maybe things have changed. Kevin Hearn is from a Republican from Oklahoma, has a leader of the 175-member-strong Republican Study Committee. He's got a good relationship with both moderate and conservatives. A source told Fox that Hearn has been floated as a serious candidate. And then, of course, Jim Jordan, House Judiciary Committee Chair, has emerged as a favorite candidate among the GOP hardliners. Gates likes him, who just took down McCarthy. But the Jordan has been one of the three committee chairs leading a high-profile investigation into President Biden and family that has been reaching out to colleagues to gauge interest about a potential run. So those are four that could do it. And, you know, it's another question we could ask Congressman LaMalfa. Is there any front runners out there that he thinks he could support, or is he still kind of looking at the next, at the group? Is there going to be a dark horse coming in that somehow attracts the fancy of everybody? Who knows what's going on with that? They've made the decision that the recall election for Kevin Cry will be in March. So I think I got that right. And the so stand by for even more political unrest in our small area up here. Baltimore Police Department is investigating everything. And the Baltimore's had more shootings this year than they've had and ever. They're trying to figure it out. They're in deep trouble, like Philadelphia and several other of the northeastern cities, when it comes to crime. And the idea that making it harder for people to buy a firearm, since they have to go, you know, these people that are buying firearms are your you know, those are upright citizens. I can't say every one of them, but I would say in the vast majority, because you do background checks and gun safety classes and all these things. And the problem seems to be, and I don't think there's anybody that disagrees with this, it's criminals who have guns. So the question is, how do you keep them from getting guns? How do you keep criminals from getting guns? You talk to the police, most of them are stolen guns.
Really?
Yeah, most of them are stolen. So then it behooves you as a gun owner to keep your guns locked up. You can – anything it takes to get make it harder for somebody to steal a gun. You know, if you've got a gun in your car and you leave it in your glove compartment, you're asking for it to be stolen.
You know, what happens if no, let me interrupt here. Because, while you're, yeah. What happens, like, for instance, if you carry, if you have concealed carry, and then, of course, you know you can't go into a bar. If you're carrying and you have to go into a bar, you have to leave it.
Well, or if you're going any place
in a concert or any of those things.
And they check you.
And so what perfect opportunity for somebody to watch you go back to you. We've had that recently happen when we went to a concert, and because your purse could only fit the size of a cell phone.
Yep.
And even though women and other people were carrying things, they had to go back to their car with their belongings. Hello?
Well, the thing about it is it's real simple. For like $30, you can buy a locking container that with a cable on it that fits underneath your front seat. And you can lock your gun up in there, and you put the cable around it. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get to it. And if they do, you've done everything you possibly can. You've got it locked up. You've gotten it hidden and locked up and secured to the frame of your car. You know, and if it gets stolen, then at least you've done everything you can. But it behooves all of us to keep those guns safely locked up when you're not using them. Plus the fact all the laws in the books about people in your house not being able to get to guns, children, felons, and you're saying, well, how would a felon be in your house? Well, it's easy. Somebody did something when they were 19 or 20 years old, and it's 20 years later, but they have a felony on their case. And the question is, can their wife or husband have a CCW? And have a gun? Well, the answer is yes. You just have to make sure that the person who's prohibited from touching the gun or the ammunition doesn't have access to it. So, yeah, we've issued those before. The sheriff's office has issued those before, because you're not going to punish the wife of somebody who made a mistake 20 years ago from being able to protect themselves or be able to protect their home and children. Okay. Today, RPD is going to join us at 8 o'clock, Captain Ron Isley. And we know Ron pretty well. They must be getting ready to make that announcement or pretty soon about who the next chief is.
Okay.
I think I know who it is. And let me put it this way. If this guy wasn't selected to be the chief, I would be very, very surprised. You know, I could blurt it out, but I'm not going to do that because the decision hasn't finally been made. And it comes down to the fact of what Barry Tippin says. The city council last night, it would be interesting to see how they voted on extending a lease to the Trinity County Fly Fisher community, extending their lease 25 years. And of course, this leads to some consternation because you're figuring out, well, how can they get a 25-year lease and the Reading Rodeo Association mm-hmm. doesn't? Well, I sent that off, and Barry Tippin came back with an answer on it that I find very interesting. I takes it right out of the this order they have or law, and it has to do with changing. If you're going to, you know, do construction and things like that. So it's kind of interesting. Radio Rodeo Association's all over it. And we're having our meeting Thursday. I'm sure we're going to discuss that because they discussed it in their, in the board. There are, Rodeo Association's, board of directors.
Right.
Discussed it. So I'm interested to hear what's going to happen with this. That how can, you know, you see this, and they're using, you know, why it doesn't come under the Surplus Land Act and all that. And, but if I guess if you've got a spot that you're not going to tear down or construct new things, that you're okay with that. So it's very interesting. Have more information about
it Friday.
Yeah,
we should have some of those guests on so that we can go dig further into that development.
By the way, Linda and I are going to be broadcasting live again from the National Farmers Rodeo we did last year.
This time, three days.
Yeah, we had the president of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association on. Just a splendid guy. And, you know, he doesn't look like your typical cowboy, but he was when he was younger. Was a rodeo contestant and all that, and we have, we're looking forward to that. That should be a fun 3 days.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be broadcasting our show live from Las Vegas. That'll be a really fun, interesting, and if you are a fan of rodeo, and it's just like anything else, a well-organized, world-class sporting event.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news and be right back.
KCNR, Shasta. Reading.
He will not seek the speakership again.
I will not run for speaker again.
He also said he has no regrets.
I don't regret standing up for choosing governance over grievance.
The vote to oust McCarthy threw the House and its Republican leadership into chaos. The House is paralyzed until it elects a new speaker. There's no clear successor to McCarthy. Congressman Patrick McHenry from North Carolina will serve in the position until a new speaker is chosen. Edwin Mora, Washington.
5 people wounded but none critically injured in a shooting last night on the Morgan State University campus in Baltimore.
My anger is with the people that pulled that trigger, and we're going to work alongside Morgan State and everyone else to track down these people and hold them accountable.
But Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott adding there are too many guns out there. All of last night's shooting victims expected to recover as the hunt for a suspect or suspects goes on in Baltimore. The judge overseeing former President Trump's civil fraud trial in New York issuing a limited gag order. It bars Mr. Trump from disparaging court personnel. He was ordered to hit delete on a social media post critical of a key court staff member. Not obligated to appear in court in New York, Mr. Trump has done so nonetheless. He's there again today. Saudi Arabia says it will keep up a production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day right through the end of the year. Today's announcement could drive up oil prices, currently hovering at around $90 per barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow down 121 points, NASDAQ up 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elite are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Russia says its air defenses shot down more than 30 Ukrainian drones in a nighttime attack on border regions.
It appears to be Kyiv's largest single cross-border drone assault reported by Moscow since it launched its invasion 20 months ago. The Russian Defense Ministry hasn't provided any evidence for its claims, nor any details about whether there were any damage or casualties. It also said Russian aircraft had stopped a Ukrainian attempt to deploy a group of soldiers by sea to the western side of Russian-annexed Crimea. Ukraine's pressing on with a slow-moving counter-offensive it launched 3 months ago, even as uncertainty grows over the scale of the future supply of weapons and ammunition from its western allies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 21 people killed in a tourist bus crash in Venice, Italy. More than a dozen other people injured in the crash. News and analysis. Townhall.com. Well, you don't have to break out your number 2 lead pencil for this test.
The federal government will be testing its nationwide emergency alert system. The test happens Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Mobile customers whose phones are on will hear an alert, their phones will vibrate, and then a message will flash across their screens about the test. People watching television or listening to the radio will also see or hear the message. While these types of alerts are frequently used in targeted areas to alert people to things like tornadoes, Wednesday's test is being done across the country. Federal law requires the systems be tested at least once every 3 years. The last nationwide test was in 2021. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal authorities have started removing hazardous materials from the Maui wildfires, laying the groundwork to dispose of burned-out cars, buildings, and other debris, up to 700,000 tons of debris on the island. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
We do that in, we play this every Wednesday for our law enforcement. Sheriff Johnson just rolls on the floor when he hears it, so... We like it.
Commercial's been around for a while.
Well, yeah, it has, and then we actually
had doesn't get old though.
Well, no, we had a complaint about it, but it's so sexist. And I said, it's only on for like 30 seconds. Go get a cup of coffee and come back. So, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Today, the 4th of October, 8:05 in the morning. Liam's at the helm, and we've already said it's National Pumpkin Vodka Day. Well, we didn't really. It's not really Pumpkin Vodka Day. It's Pumpkin Seed Day. But if you can make vodka out of anything, including rocks. You should be able to make it out of pumpkin. Are you going to go home and try that?
Of course.
Are you going to go home and make pumpkin vodka?
No, I'm definitely not.
Definitely not going to do that. Okay. Guys, Linda's here with the weather.
All right. And Peter Griggs just popped in and brought us some tickets for Shasta College's play called The Wolves.
We'll give those away.
So, yeah, we're going to give that away and share with you the storyline on that. But today will be sunny with a high near 91. We will have some gusts today up to 31 miles per hour, it looks like, with clear skies tonight. Overnight lows of 68. Thursday is calling for our temperatures to get up around 94, where the wind does die down Thursday night. Clear skies with overnight lows of 67. And Friday, sunny with a high near 94. Again, we got about 7 miles per hour. Not so bad. Friday night, clear skies, overnight lows of 64. And I'm just going to do a quick 91 on Saturday. Sunday looks like it's going to be 88, so we're under the 90 degrees, 60 degrees on Sunday night. And then on Columbus Day, which is Monday, slight chance of showers with mostly sunny skies and a high near 81. So I don't know, it's a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny. I guess that means those clouds come through and kind of like pick a place that they're going to maybe just have little showers. Weather's brought to you by, I'm having my own party here. And weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. In Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Captain Ron Isley of the Reading Police Department. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Hi.
Nice to see you both.
Before we start, I had a friend bring in, one of the big causes of fires is chains on trailers dragging on the ground.
I wondered what that
car
was.
Car fire started because of that. So what they've done is they've taken old but very serviceable fire hoses, and they
cut what that is.
And they've cut them into lengths. And what you can do is run your chain through.
Ooh, great
through these,
idea!
And it protect and it prevents this from happening. And I've got a set for your trailer. And if you want this, just give us a call at 6. I know it sounds strange, but if you've got a trailer, this can help prevent a fire. It protects the chains from dragging. And if something happens, one comes loose. This
would
help.
Make sense?
Yeah, it prevents sparks. So if you want like a set of these, give me a call at 605-4567, and you can come in and pick them up.
You had a friend that just dropped these off.
I've got them on my trailer.
Yeah, we just had a friend that dropped these off.
just 2 minutes ago.
A gentleman that said, you know, like wanted to share this with our listeners. And I think, I keep thinking, what are these?
Well, what it is you grab one and I grab the other and...
No, thank you. My ears are ringing.
During the breaks,
Linda just got flogged.
Yeah.
During the breaks, we can whack each other with it, and then on the news breaks, we run in there and we hit Liam with it. No. Both of us doing it.
This is getting real out of hand right now.
I know. I'm telling you right now.
We're saying it in front of the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch out,
Captain Isley. Good morning.
Good morning.
You think that was that just weird? That was a little weird.
I'm going to keep up with you guys.
No, just a little.
I can keep up with you.
Yeah.
He can. How many years?
Where is Carl this morning? He's just out there. I'm trying to reel him in, like, get into the room.
Okay.
You guys have been working on the Marine Corps ball. Can we just go right there?
By all means, we can.
November 10th, the spots will be playing today, and Ron has taken us out of the dark ages.
Yeah, I hope that Chief Shuler's listening to this, because I am the technical guru to the Shasta Marines. I'm bringing this into the modern ages.
So what is that? Can you just share with us before we go into police business and stuff like that? What does that mean, taking you out of the dark ages?
Well, let's start with the Marine Corps ball. So it's our 248th birthday,
right?
Coming up on November 10th,
right?
And the Shasta Marines, veterans of the Marine Corps, as well as other veterans of the other services,
Navy, Army.
We get a little bit of everybody.
We welcome anybody to be on it. We're just like the Marine Corps ball. We invite all services, civilians. You don't have to have ever been in the military to come to this ball, and it's a great event.
And just like you and Carl, I've been going to it since I moved up to Reading. So I'm not sure how long it had been going on up in this direction before I had moved up here. I've been in Reading for almost 22 years. But it's a great event.
It's
so big now. We have it at the Wind River Casino.
Mm-hmm.
I think we pushed almost 300.
We had over 300. And we sell out. So if this is something you're interested in, we're going to tell you how to get a ticket, and you don't have to wait for an invite, because we're not sending out invites this year. We're sending out notices to everybody that you go to Eventbrite.
Yeah, doing it right online now and pay online. And we were sending out mail with postage stamps and had to receive a written check to pay for your admittance into the ball.
And now you can just reserve your table, reserve your seats, and then when you show up that night, you just kind of walk on in with it.
Correct.
And
so for any former Marines or veterans that are interested in going, simply just go to Eventbrite and just search Marine Corps Ball, and it'll say a location. Just type in Reading, scroll down, and you'll be able to find it quickly.
I did it yesterday, in fact.
Okay.
And at first, I went to the website wasn't... It wasn't the Eventbrite. It was something that said Eventbrite, but it really wasn't Eventbrite. So you go to Eventbrite, and you type in Reading, and November. That's the other thing, because they're doing things in November there. And it takes you right to it, and you can reserve your seats. And it's not, again, it's not just for Marines or veterans of other services, but it's for civilians. We have a lot of civilians that come to, or people who've never served, I should say. And they love it.
Sure. Or might have had a grandfather or a relative that had served.
Somebody knew or just wanted to see that. We do it right out of the landing manual. We march on the colors. We have the Northern California
Jefferson.
Pipes and Jefferson mm-hmm. pipes and drums are there. We have music for dancing later. Everybody gets a piece of the birthday cake. We honor our youngest and oldest Marine.
Right.
And this year, it's going to be different on that, just a little bit. We read a message that General Lejeune wrote in 1921.
Ooh.
And Ron reads this. And essentially what it says is, anytime two Marines get together, you will celebrate the birthday.
That's all it takes.
And we celebrate that birthday no matter what time or place. I know you've been in places that on that day. We have a piece of birthday cake. I mean, I've been in the jungles before with a 7-person team, and in the Philippines, and we celebrated that night, and it was probably one of the best ever.
Sure.
We welcome everybody because we're proud of our service. We're proud of being Marines, and it gives you kind of a one-time glimpse about the things that happen.
Sure, it's an evening of camaraderie, you know, tradition, heritage, and we like to share it with everybody.
Yeah, and we have kept the ticket prices to $35.
Amazing.
And that hasn't changed.
And you look at $100 everywhere you go now, $75 minimum.
Just for a dinner for two people, so you're getting that, you're getting all of this. Yeah,
take your someone special out for under $70 anymore.
Yeah, try to do that. And, you know, of course, there's the bars there, and we don't pay for that, or we'd never get out of there.
No.
But it's a great time. Sure. Okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come right back and let's start talking about things that are happening in our law enforcement. NorCal Tractor and Equipment brings us this segment for all your Kubota needs. It's a family-owned, family-run operation, a young couple that started in Redding and just outgrew their facility and built a new one down in Anderson. They've got it all for you, whether it's a day, a week, a month, or you just buy all your Kubota needs right there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, or give them a call, 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen, everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. It's Wednesday, the 4th of October, 8:18 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. And they have that Dignity at Home, Homefall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. And the way you get into the program or learn more about it is give them a call at 530-842-1687. They'll come out and look at your house and put in grab rails, maybe railings, and other things to make your life easier and stay in your home for older adults and persons with disabilities. We're here today with Captain Ron Isley of the Reading Police Department. And the first 12 minutes, we talked about the Marine Corps Ball, which is only fair, since for both Marines. In fact, I met you at the very – okay, we're not going to talk Marine Corps Ball.
Okay.
The first time I met you, I think, was out at Tierra Oaks.
It was, for the ball.
In the tent out there with the mud.
With the major rain.
It was a cold night.
It was a cold night. And Linda, it was the first time Linda had gone to a ball, and she goes, I didn't realize that once you got there, you weren't going to talk to me again. And I said – I said, you weren't a Marine, which was not the right answer.
Probably not, no.
I've learned since then. Anyway, okay, things going on with RPD. It's Think Pink Putnam Month.
Yeah, this month.
Jump into that.
Yeah, for October it is, and we actually kicked it off just a couple days ago. In fact, today at 9 up in North Reading, we're kicking off the unveiling of the pink patrol car. Probably going to be a pink motorcycle, sheriff's office, other agencies will be up there too. So it's a great event. You'll see some of our officers actually wearing pink patches. In fact, I was adorned with pink patches last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we went to, well, since we're talking about it, we had National Night Out last night.
Yes. How'd that go?
It went really well. We used to do it in the summertime. And, summertime Reading and going to these block parties, it got pretty rough. Mm-hmm. So we've pushed it back to this time of year, and it was great. It got a little dark a little earlier. I went to two different events with Councilman Jack Munns and Sergeant Reagan Ortega up in North Reading, one in South Reading, and it was just a great group of people. And it's a way for them to, you know, have some interaction with law enforcement and with city leaders. Discussing topics, issues, and it's great to see one of the ones I was at. There's little kids out playing, and it was a great event last night.
Well, on where we live, we have the Chestnut Street Girls Gang. They're all wild.
Sounds ominous.
It is, and they will confront people on the street. I mean, one comes out, and then all of a sudden there's three of them, and they give them the shoulder, and you know, they get in, and what are you doing here, and all this, but. We haven't had people come by our street in a long time that word probably got out. Speaking of crime, Jason Miller has made some statements. He's been on the show, and not one time has he said one thing derogatory about the police department. He says, I know they're out there. I see them out there. And yet the VFW. Post 1934 had their window broken and their donation jar taken. And I said, well, it sounds like somebody that knew where it was. He said, well, we do allow homeless in for water, to use the bathroom. So, I mean, it's not like they wouldn't know. So, and I'm not blaming it on a homeless guy or anything like that, but probably is.
Yeah. I would say a lot of that kind of crime that's happening, Carl, I mean, that's just people taking opportunity.
Opportunity.
It's an opportunistic crime.
Yeah.
They know that money's there, or they can see it very clearly through the window, and they know it's just a matter of breaking a glass or however they made entry. We see that a lot in unlocked vehicles.
People still leaving their vehicles unlocked.
Unfortunately. And I mean, there was a time in Reading where that was probably okay. But I don't know if people are doing it purposely or maybe just forgetting. But it's one thing to leave your vehicle unlocked. It's another thing to leave a firearm in it or valuables in it. So that's a lot of the predominant theft that we're seeing is opportunistic. These guys and gals that are committing these crimes, they're not sophisticated where they're picking locks and bypassing security systems. They're not doing that. If it's easy for them and they can grab it, they're going to do it.
Well, and they just will break your window in a heartbeat. Cause
yeah,
they,
just
they
takes
carry,
a moment.
Yeah, they carry little things with them that'll break a window.
And pick up something that's heavy and
just crash through.
And away they go. Yeah. So,
well, we did talk earlier, you know, for the people that do have a concealed carry, spend the $35 or $30 it takes one of these locking boxes that attaches to your seat, you know, to the frame that you can lock up your gun if you have to, all of a sudden you're going into a place and you can't carry because they're wanding everybody.
Sure.
And so then it's locked up, but you can't see it, and it's in a box.
Yeah.
You've done everything you possibly can at that point.
But I just saw a terrible incident on the news last night where an 11-year-old was in a fight at a, I think at a Pop Warner football game. He's being chased. He runs to his mom's car. She's sitting in the driver's seat. He reaches under the passenger seat.
Ooh.
Pulls out a firearm, her firearm, that's not secured. It's just sitting under the seat and shoots two of these kids. Doesn't kill them, but, yeah, why is that firearm just sitting in the open under a seat, not secured, where this 11-year-old knows where it's at and he can get to it?
And he's big enough to use it.
Yeah, and has the wherewithal to know that he should get that and inflict harm on people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Scary.
It is, and it goes back to, you know, if you've got a firearm, man, by law and just by common sense and morality, you need to keep that away from kids.
A tremendous amount of responsibility in owning a firearm.
It is. Of course, the state of California is just making it harder and harder that law-abiding citizens can have them. When you all pick up people that are felons carrying guns, where do they get their guns?
Not like how you and I get our guns.
Yeah, I mean, but do you ever ask them where'd you get the gun, or do you just?
Yeah, but you're gonna find this hard to believe, but we don't usually get told the truth on where they find their firearms. So typically they're stolen. Typically they're borrowed or taken from somebody, and they may not even know it's stolen. You know, Grandpa's got a hoard of firearms, you know, locked away somewhere, and you know, a pistol gets lifted. Yeah, who knows how they're coming across these firearms, but they're not going through proper, procedures to get their firearms.
They can't
get firearms that way.
So, we talked about that. Is most of them are stolen. And then you get into these big cities where they're having, like, thousands of firearms coming in. And so the question is, where are they getting them from? Are people buying them on this, a straw purchase? Buying four or five guns and just turn around doubling the price on them, and then they make their way up to Chicago or Philadelphia or Baltimore.
I would say stolen or traded for other property is how these guns are getting around.
Yeah, because you can go to jail on a straw purchase real quick.
Could you share with our listeners what a straw purchase is?
Straw purchase is, and it says it on the when you're buying a firearm, it says, are you buying this firearm for you? And if you say no, you're not getting a firearm. And what they do is they'll go into gun stores and they will purchase firearms. And some states you can buy numerous firearms, I guess, within the month or during the day. And what they do is they sign it, no, these are all for me. And then they turn around and they deliver them to gangbangers or cartels or just other people. And sell them for a profit. And they get people who have never been in trouble before. But they could go to prison for years if they're ever caught doing this.
Hmm.
So did I semi-capture that?
I believe so,
Okay. I've got a great idea. You take a felon that you're having problems with or somebody you've arrested like 30, 40 times, put them in the back of the pink car. The pink patrol car, and driving around town so all their friends can see them.
Oh, my goodness.
No?
Are we?
I'm sorry.
Are you, if you want to make a good visual, I think that would be great for Facebook.
Okay, Liam, you got a question about?
Are we, I don't know. I know that ghost guns are a problem across the country. Is that something that we're running into here locally, or?
They are, but not anywhere near where they do in the major urban areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's when you essentially build your own firearm and doesn't have serial numbers or anything, and with basic knowledge of running a drill press, you can build your own firearm. Right. That's illegal to have in California now too. Okay, we're here with Captain Ron Isley from the Redding Police Department. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, teaching hospital with 13 new residents there that are working in the hospital, but also working at the VA clinic, at the Redding Rancheria Clinics, specialist in town. They're the only hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means it's less invasive, so less pain, less time to recover, faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Garden, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Askew Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Askew Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Askew Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.2. 5 FM and 1460 AM.
96.5 FM.
Did I say that?
Yeah. 1460 a.m. Like this is your talk radio at KTNR1460.com, streaming. And also, you can find the show in your archives, in our archives. So go back into the show with today's date, and that will be.
And we'll even have some. We'll even have the guest in our archives saying who they are, so you can go back and look. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Only place I've had my hair cut since I've lived here in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. It's a better known business, locally owned, locally operated. They work by appointments, and you give them a call at 530-244-9478. But if you're walking through and they've got an opening, feel free to just walk in and sit down. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We're here with Captain Ron Isley of the Reading Police Department, and we're getting close to making an announcement, I guess.
Yeah, our chief is in a well-deserved manner about to retire.
Yeah, so. He's going out with his shield and not on it.
Yes, he's just a tremendous amount of growth at the Reading Police Department during his tenure. Just done some magnificent things, and we've just come a long way. Got us through COVID, got us through everything that was going on with political aspects of policing mm-hmm. that happened back east. So we have come a long way, and again, it is so well deserved. It's been a pleasure working for Chief Shuler, I wish him well in retirement. But what that does for the police department is it really opens up so much opportunity within the agency. So when we have a chief retire, we get to hire a police officer, we get to promote a corporal, and that's when we have an internal candidate, which we have in this case, which goes mm-hmm. to council here on October 17th. But it just creates so much opportunity, keeps our people on their heels, and they can prepare for interviews and promotions.
Yeah, because it goes corporal, sergeant, lieutenant, and
captain.
And
yeah,
it so, goes up like that.
Yeah, it does. So it's going to be a transition as leadership changes here within the agency, but with our internal candidates, we're looking pretty good.
And I think so. And I've always said that there's two great candidates, in my opinion. What do I know? But I've been watching the police department for a long time. And two great candidates were there. And we're going to be great no matter – it's going to be cool no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, the things that are happening in the police department, tech-wise – because you got to get into it.
Yeah, leaps and bounds on what's been happening. So this year we went to a new records management system. It's taken some time. We're getting there. Anything new, the bugs need to be worked out. But the abilities that we have with this records management system is astounding. We've moved to body-worn cameras, which is a game changer.
I haven't talked to anybody since that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when we transitioned them in probably less than 2 months ago now.
Yeah.
And we were worried about how it was all going to work and how it would work and would it work okay. And it's really been a seamless transition.
Everybody remembers, almost everybody, I can't say everybody, remembers to turn it on when they get out of the car.
Yeah, well, we knew it. As we introduced these, that there would be that,
sure.
Trying to develop those habits to turn that on.
That muscle memory.
I'll never forget. I was in training in Alameda County, and brand new police recruits at an academy. They wore cameras during the police academy.
Yeah.
And as soon as they would step out of the police car during their scenarios, you would watch their hand, and they'd turn on that camera.
Is it a sweep or a button?
Sweep.
Okay, just a sweep. Yeah.
And so. Really what it does is it creates that mindset that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And so for our officers that have never worn cameras, and we, quite frankly, we have quite a few lateral police officers that had them at their older agencies or the previous agencies. So, it's not much to learn. So, but we can read a report or have something described to us, but to be able to actually visually and see it and hear it,
yeah.
it changes it. And especially when you're watching body-worn camera footage of of an area in Reading, because, you know, through career or through my whole career, I'm watching body worn camera of things that happened in Florida or or Seattle, but to see it actually here, so it's been great for the police department so far.
I would think in communication, when we see that in our own personal lives, is that you can be having a conversation with somebody, and words can get twisted just with one on one. It's like you can say, I went over there to that dumpster, let's say hypothetically, and somebody said, you, instead of in this communication, they'll say, what I heard you say is, you walked over there to the dumpster. But a lot of people don't do that. So it gets twisted with a dumpster and the action. So the beautiful thing about that, and this happens all the time. Remember the exercises where somebody would whisper in somebody's ear and you get to the end, it would be completely, completely different.
Right.
So the beautiful thing about the cameras is it's just front and center. It's real. It's right there. You're seeing it. It can be transcribed. You're looking at it in print. You're looking at it in a visual. And I think that is a necessary and powerful tool, so there is no miscommunication about an incident.
Right. And with, as you know, you bought a flat screen TV 20 years ago. How expensive were they? And now you can buy one for a little bit of nothing. Well, that's what's happened with the body worn cameras and the storage, all the data. Yeah. So it's become very, very affordable as compared to what it was a long time ago.
Well, the now do you sweep to turn it on? So, is it a button to turn it off or another sweep?
I haven't been issued one yet, Carl.
I would think it'd be kind of, something would be harder because during the movement of what's going on, you could always sweep that camera by accident. So I was just wondering about that. When your officers come in and they're writing a report, are they able to use their footage? Because, you know, well, he said that and might have missed that or something.
Yeah.
Are they able to use
it? Able to
that?
Review it.
Correct. Review it while they're writing it. Well, yeah. That makes sense.
Right. So that's we've introduced a program called Spider Tech, which is like if you were to call a corporation or a business and they ask you to stay on the phone and answer a couple questions, we're able to do that now with the service that our officers provide. So if the reporting party wants to stay on the line, they can give us their opinion on what happened with their interaction with the dispatcher, how their interaction went with the officer. Oh. Were they happy with the service? How do they feel their safety in the community? Things of that nature. So it's going to give us some really important data because we haven't been asking those questions, and it's the right time to be asking those type of questions.
Well, people are more interested, and in the sense of interaction with police, and a lot of times that I've seen, not here in Reading, because I haven't seen any of the camera footage, where people will say how the police were rude and insulting and all these things, and then when the camera footage comes out, it's just the opposite. And puts people on report.
And that could be the case. And sometimes it confirms what someone's saying that happened. And then also, on the other hand, it could go, you know what, I'd like to withdraw that complaint. It was recorded. I'll go ahead and withdraw that. So it's beneficial to the community. It's beneficial to the officers in general. So and with all that going on, we're coming up. So every 6 months we get to do we acknowledge all of our new hires, our newly sworn police officers, as well as our support staff. So we're doing that here at the end of the month. So I think we have 15 newly hired police officers just in the last 6 months that will be getting their official badge pinning.
So are you going to have to start driving around with three to a car?
No, hopefully not three to a car. Quite a few. I think we have 10 people right now in field training. So we are just busy and evolving.
Well, and I've always understood, but I think you've changed the parameters a little bit, but now you lose a lot of people during field training, but that number's dropped down.
It has.
Because of the parameters you insist on before they even get to there.
Sure. And our hiring standards and our training standards at the Reading Police Department have not changed, not since I've been here over 20 years. What we've been able to experience, though, hiring lateral police officers is, I mean, we're getting you know, tenured officers that are coming up here. So, yes, they are way more successful in our field training program than our officers that, you know, fresh out of a police academy who still a lot of questions whether or not this job's for them.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, percentage-wise, we are doing pretty good with even our recruits coming out of the academy.
We're here with Captain Ron Isley of the Raymond Police Department. What division is yours?
So I have our detective division.
Okay. And how many detectives in the division?
I'm at 16 right now with a CSO. I have an analyst. And then I oversee our police records technicians.
Okay.
So really the unsung 16 heroes.
16 detectives. They're in plain clothes?
Except for my, except for our special investigations unit, they're in uniform.
What's the? What do they do?
So that was our former neighborhood police unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they work special investigations, Carl. So you know, narcotics, gang, probationers, parolees. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here with Captain Ron Isley of the Raymond Police Department, and we're going to be right back.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m., featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon, We Vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
All right, and welcome back to this Wednesday edition. It is hump day. We missed the camel.
No, we didn't. Played it. You weren't in here.
Oh, I guess. Oh.
It was right there.
Gosh,
at the
shame.
Top of the hour.
Sorry.
Shame
Take
on
that
you.
Back. Whoop, it's in the other room. Answering phone call. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. What a beautiful day. Ron Isley's with us this morning. This is Your Talk Radio with Carla Linda Bott. Tomorrow you've got Trish on.
And we have the police chief of Anderson and the fire chief of Anderson going to join us tomorrow. We're going to have racing pigeons sometime soon. We've had them on before.
That's a fascinating interview.
I tell you what, no, I can sit here and listen to this guy talk about pigeons racing. I mean, they're not your pigeons you see, you know, flying around, you know, like flying rats. These things will go for 1,000 miles, and they just stop to sleep for a little while, and they hop up, and they start. I mean, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. Anyway, we were with Captain Ron Isley, and we're talking about all the things that are going on in the Reading Police Department. And we're literally got a full complement of police officers.
Yes. We're enjoying a fully staffed agency right now.
And CSOs, which I think are an important part of your agency.
Yeah, they give an opportunity for the sworn police officer to be proactive in what they do, looking for crime. They're a force multiplier for our police officers. And just a shout out to our support staff because they make up a third of our agency. We don't get to mention them much because we talk about police officers or boots on the ground and things of that nature. But again, a shout out to our support staff, our police records technicians, our CSOs, our cadets, our executive assistants, because they really make things work at the police department.
Mary's
great.
Mary is the chief's assistant. She is so good. I mean, she's a week ahead of time. She's telling me who's coming on the show, and she says, respond. At the end of it, please respond.
Please respond. Yeah.
Make sure you got this.
Well, so much needs to happen behind the scenes for what you're listening. Your people are listening when they see a police officer driving a police car. So much is going on to make that happen.
Yeah.
So again, a shout out to them and a shout out to our dispatchers that work up at Shascom, unsung heroes of public safety.
You had Shascom for a while.
I did. I was up there for a couple years.
Come to fully appreciate the stuff they're going through.
I did, and it just gave me a better appreciation for the support staff, for other members that are in public safety. They are far removed, you know, visually from what we do, but they're right there on the radio.
But they're
with
the first
us,
person.
The first
person they talk to, and that person has to stay calm, and they're calling at the same time trying to get them help and keep them on the phone.
They can set the tone for a call for service, and they just do amazing work. It's a consolidated dispatch center, so they're a jack of all trades up there. They're handling, you know, 911 calls. They're dispatching fire. They're dispatching medical. They're dispatching the three different law enforcement agencies here in Shasta County. So,
and you're always looking for people up there. Is that
they
correct?
Are. Yeah, for sure. It's a challenging occupation. It takes a special person to be able to go in there and do that. But yes, Shascom is always looking for dispatchers.
One of the things that how do people get a hold of them if they're thinking, well, you know, this might be something I want to do?
Yeah, so Shascom does have a website, so just Google Shascom 911. Their applications are right online. They're hiring quite a few people right now. Young people that are looking for a career. Career-minded people is what they're after.
Okay. One of the things we talked about, because veterans are near and dear to our heart, is veterans in the police department.
Yeah, I guess we circle completely back on how our conversation started with the Marine Corps Ball.
Sure.
But no, the Reading Police Department is super proud of our veterans. if I could let you guys guess, the predominant veteran group at the Reading Police Department is what branch?
Marines.
Semper Fi.
Really?
Yes.
You see
17,
a lot of Marines going in. 17
of
law enforcement. 17.
17 of us.
Oh, I'm going to be there at the ball.
Fantastic.
I'm doing what I can, Carl, to get them there.
Well, give me the names that they're not, and I will. I will. First of all, we'll start a ground movement to make sure they attend, and if they don't, to say why.
Sure. All right.
Can you explain to me why you couldn't go to the Marine Corps ball?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. So I'm working on getting them there. We have 9 from the Army.
Oh, get them there, too. We love veterans. Oh, you got a coat? Oh, yeah, you do. Trevor.
Trevor Denham, yeah.
You know, we know Trevor Denham. We knew him before he was in the police department. And he was a guard down at Guantanamo for a while, you know, with the real bad guys. He was with the Coast Guard then. Yeah. But, you know, if you picture the guy with the strong jaw and the piercing eyes.
Yeah.
There's Trevor Denham.
Who's an E-8. I think he's an E-8 now.
In the reserves.
In the reserves, yeah. So that just goes to the caliber of people that are working at the police department. It's just not,
It really is a career. And
absolutely.
And one that you can spend 22, 25 years of your life in, and you're relatively young when you get out. And, you know, to be able to go on and do something else, and you've served your community and the people in your community honorably for that.
Yes, yes.
I'm all for it. Somebody whispered in my ear when I was a second lieutenant, go up to Reading. You don't have to deploy.
Right.
And all those things. So you're always looking for good people.
We are, but like I said, we're fully staffed
now. So
at this point,
you can be pretty picky.
And we can,
and that's good.
A good problem to have is to do that. And but we've always been picky, Carl, on who we take. And like I said earlier, I mean, our standards for who we hire to work in this community have not changed. We want the right people.
Even during the tough times,
we would rather go short than hire people that weren't of the caliber that we expect of a Reading police officer, because that's what the community wants from us, and that's what they deserve.
Well, I can tell you that the only ticket I've ever gotten in my life was from a Reading police officer, and he was so nice to me.
Yes.
He's like, he looked younger than my grandson, right? I mean, he, of course, wasn't. Oh, sir, you're on your phone. And I actually thought he was going to let me off. Nope. Only ticket I've ever gotten. And you know what? I paid it proudly, because I was on my phone, and I didn't ask, you know, what are you doing about the crime over here? No, because he was on, I guess you have traffic division.
We do, yes.
I have been seeing more people being pulled over than I have in the past.
Have you?
Oh, I saw one right down here on Tehama Street, and then last night out on 273 in the Reading city limits.
So yes.
That one, you know.
We were driving back
at
Anderson.
At a stoplight. So would that be something like they look at the car and the license plate when it's in front of them and they just check it or something and they find something wrong?
Well, if it's not a moving violation, if it's something like expired registration or, you know, there's some kind of mechanical, you know, defect on the vehicle, that could be a reason.
Or maybe it happened earlier.
It could be.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend that got
three tickets in a
day. One in California, one in Oregon, and
on a road trip.
Idaho. Yeah, on a road trip.
That's an expensive road trip.
No. And his bride, who's my friend, says she goes crazy driving as a passenger with him.
Were they all speeding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but,
boy.
You know, one of them, though, doesn't count because it was in Oregon. You know how they go from that, you know, in that 55 along the river? They got him for 65.
Yeah.
He said, come on.
I mean, you have to watch it when you're coming down from Mount Shasta. They have that, there's a break right there where it goes from
down that long
65
hill.
To 55, and you really have to pay attention.
Yeah. But they're coming down doing 75, and that's where the highway patrol is. Anyway, okay, Captain Isley, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And I like to say is that Ron's a friend of mine and a fellow Marine, and and knowing people like him and Trevor and Bill Shuler and the other people I've met in the police department gives me a feeling that we're being well taken care of. I mean, it's not perfect, but it seems like you all are doing everything you can.
We are.
So,
We definitely are, Carl. And thank you very much, Linda, you as well. A shout out to my neighbor, Bill and Sandy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Bill and Sandy Maston. We love them.
Yeah. He's a fireman. I don't hold that against him.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He's done amazing. He's been on our show several times, and we love his expertise.
We start talking fires. And then we had Mark Baird. His name probably is familiar to you from Siskiyou County. He flies those tankers, and he was called in to talk about a lawsuit, about the Second Amendment. But then we switched over to that. I had to talk to him about it. I need to get him on for a whole show. But flying the big tankers and dropping.
That would be interesting to listen to.
That, it was. It was extremely interesting how they load up. And once they're loaded up, they got to drop. But they can drop like a second along fires. But in some of the planes have got the bottom tankers, when they're filled up, they can't land. So they've got to drop it.
They've got to drop it one way or another, huh?
Yeah, one way or the other. So, that was interesting. But, again, it's somebody that's out there putting their life on the line to help people.
Sure.
So just like you all are.
Sure.
Okay, everybody, tomorrow Trish Clark will join me, and we've got more police, the chief of police of Anderson, and also the fire.